Goodbye Shoulder Pads. Yuppies. New Romantics. Hello. To the 1990s.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is jam, jam hot.
In every young person's life, they're told how good the 60s were. Well, I lived my 60s, and it turned out to be the 1990s. Drugs, sex, alcohol, I read about them all. But there were other things going on. In 1990, to a blaze of paparazzi flashbulbs, Margaret Thatcher left Downing Street for the last time. The nation cheered. In South Africa, Nelson Mandela walked free and began the demolition of apartheid. He later received the ultimate accolade as Alan Titchmarsh made over his garden. Civil war broke out in Yugoslavia in 1991, forcing the Atlas manufacturers into overtime. New countries began appearing almost overnight. The first signs of police corruption appeared as the Birmingham Six were released. They had served sentences for what amounted to being Irish in the wrong place at the wrong time. Police corruption was not confined to Britain as riots broke out in Los Angeles. They were the result of 8 police officers being cleared of assault charges against black man and Rodney King.
I'm here again, babe. Where have you been, babe? I'm back again.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Jamie Bulger and Stephen Lawrence were murdered in 1993. If the events weren't sickening enough, the after effects were to prove shocking. Jamie's killers were 2 10-year-old boys. And Stephen's, well,
you better ask her, not me. So I picked up the phone and dialed your number.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me and be an angel too. But maybe
1994 was a bit of a poor news year. Not a great deal happened in my recollection, but it was my GCSE year. I can't tell you any great news stories, but I could tell you what a permeable membrane is, if you're interested. Shh, sorry miss. Was the 50th anniversary of D-Day. Ex
soldiers marched, planes flew overhead, and the nation remembered. Exploded onto the music scene with Oasis taking on Blur for the coveted number one spot. Blur won, but only lasted 2 weeks, were knocked off by Michael Jackson. Remember him?
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
In 1996, British gun rules were questioned as Thomas Hamilton walked into a primary school in Dunblane, Scotland, and opened fire, killing many children and their teacher during a PE lesson. He later killed himself. This event is the sole reason for increased security around schools, and the only reason why Dunblane is famous. An accolade I'm sure they wish they hadn't. Inexplicably, the five accused of murdering Stephen Lawrence walked free from court in South London in 1997. A report into the case accused the police of institutional racism, a term that must stick in the throat of Stephen's family. And in August of the same year, Princess Diana died in a car crash. The nation mourned. Also in 97, Labour returns power. Days indeed.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on.
Some of the questions Hillary Clinton may have been asking Bill as allegations surfaced about an affair with Monica Lewinsky.
Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to
make a little bit of Monica in my life.
The Clinton trial dominated 1999 and was only eclipsed by the eclipse. And as the decade came to a close, the dome opened. And what fun we got from it.
A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.